Also wir verändern uns einfach schon deswegen, weil wir drüber reden, weil wir uns dessen bewusst sind. Wir wissen um die Agenda. Wir nehmen diese Impfungen, wir akzeptieren das nicht. Wir akzeptieren all das, was zu dieser Agenda gehört, gar nicht. Wir nehmen es gar nicht an. Es ist nicht Teil von uns. Und damit verändern wir uns. Wir verändern uns nicht nur auf physischer Ebene, sondern auch mental und spirituell.
As far as keeping yourself safe and your children safe, and anybody that is looking for safety, safety first of all is in your heart through not being afraid. Yeah. But in the external look for safety, the search for safety, I just put a blog up on my website today, piaorlean.com, that has something that will help everybody who is being exposed to sharing. And you could look at that and share it with other people. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing, Gerhard, that we are continuing to do. We do things that we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to go against the agenda, but we go against it anyway, one way or another. We're doing things that our hearts tell us to do. And that's how we're building our energy and getting stronger and making a transition.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you.
Das, was aus dem Herzen herauskommt, und damit werden wir stärker und gehen eben in diese Veränderung immer mehr und mehr über. Und Pia hat auf ihrer Homepage piaorleane.com beschreibt sie, wie wir uns im Äußeren vor dieser Kontamination schützen können, die uns durch Geimpfte passieren kann. Aber der Hauptschutz ist in unserem Herzen. Also hier eben angstfrei sein, und man kann das unterstützen eben dem Äußeren durch. Ich muss mir das selber nochmal anschauen, ich habe es ja noch nicht gelesen, was sie dort beschreibt.
Mhm. One other thing, Gerhard, that I want to say is I'm an old man. I've been here for a very long time. I'm much older than people think I am. And I've been waiting, like you have, for these changes to take place. And I can become very frustrated. I can become very sad that humanity doesn't wake up, that humanity doesn't make the right decisions and right. doesn't protect one another. I've been waiting since I was a small child for what we're talking about right now. And I think we're at that magic moment, that magic time, where we're going to see changes that we never would have guessed that will be happening. So we have to trust that what we believe in and what we know is the truth is going to happen, and it is going to change the world that we're creating.
Mm-hmm. Also es ist wichtig, dass wir vertrauen darauf, dass das, was wir uns wünschen, auch passieren wird im Außen. Und Colin sagt, er ist eigentlich viel älter, als er scheinen mag. Und diese Hoffnung eben, dass dieser Wandel kommt, ist eben, dass wir uns jetzt in diesem Wandel befinden. Es fehlt nicht mehr viel und es entfaltet sich mehr und mehr vor unseren Augen. Und jetzt da dran zu bleiben und diese Hoffnung auch im Inneren beizubehalten, das ist auch sehr, sehr wichtig jetzt noch für, vielleicht für den Endspurt, den wir jetzt gerade haben.
Okay. Life is happening just now, right now, here. So what for this moment is to do now? We should not wait for anything. We just could accept that we are these divine beings we are, and we go into the power now. What to wait? Fuck.
Also worauf warten wir? Warum sind wir noch nicht diese Wesen? Wir können das ja jetzt jeden Moment sein, diese großartigen, göttlichen Wesen, die jeder Einzelne ist. Ja, also worauf warten wir? Ja. We don't know how to do it yet, right?
We are doing it. Just by doing what we're doing here on this program, we are actually making a difference. It may seem small to us, but it's not. It's changing the world by what we're talking about and what we're bringing to the public.
Mm-hmm. Also das, was wir hier tun, ist das, was die Veränderung bringt. Und es möge jetzt für uns hier so klein sein oder so. Wir denken, es ist noch zu wenig, aber es ist in Wirklichkeit gigantisch, was trotzdem damit erreicht wird.
Yeah, and the Pleiadians, they hear what we are talking about and they give support, more support then, because they say, okay, they got it. Huh? Come on, give it.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes. Yes. The Pleiadians tell us, and not just the Pleiadians, but other groups from other celestial areas in the universe, they tell us they are very tired of what the dark is doing. And
me too.
They are doing things to counteract what the dark is doing in a much greater way. Ted mentioned how many ships there are in our skies now. There are so many different cultures, the Pleiadians, the Orions, the Arcturians. There are so many groups around this planet beaming love and light to us in order to strengthen us, in order to support us. The whole picture has changed during this COVID-19 fiasco, this COVID-19 craziness. There are
COVID-19 cover up for 5G.
Yes, there are more energies helping us now than ever before in human history.
Also es gibt so viele, die uns hier beschützen, unterstützen, die ihre Liebe zu uns senden, die bei uns sind. Also es sind ja nicht nur die Plejader, die jetzt hier auch mithören, wenn wir jetzt hier live sprechen und dafür sorgen, dass wir eben diese Radioshow auch so abhalten können und sicher sind. Es sind auch die aus die Arcturianer hier, die von Orion sind hier. Es sind so viele Zivilisationen hier, die uns, die auch müde sind dessen, was die Dunkelmächte so viele tausende Jahre betrieben haben. Und ja, die Unterstützung ist groß und wir sollten am Ball bleiben.
Ja, was heißt, wir sind auch müde. Jetzt soll endlich diese Kraft freigegeben werden. Worauf warten?
We are all tired. And when is this power going to be released somehow? Is there something that is going to be released that will lift up maybe all the whole planet or us as a collective or...
Ted, maybe you have an answer to that, but what Larkma tells us is that there's a coming cosmic pop. They call it a cosmic pop. And they say it may happen in one big cosmic pop, or it may be a series of little pops that happen and build together, but they will change the energy. And at that point, everything will change.
This is what Isora is talking about also. He mentioned many, many times that like a wave is coming and the sky will turn into rainbow colors. And at this moment, every consciousness will change and go into higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and there will be no more violence, no more.
But we have to do the hard work.
No, we don't have to do any hard work. No, yeah. No, we have to do, don't have to do any hard work. It's old paradigma. Okay.
We have to do our inner work.
Okay.
Our inner work.
So do I have to initiate this blub? Because nobody does or what?
We're all initiating it with what we do on the inner planes inside, the work that we do inside, keeping the vibration up. Doing what we can to speak the truth, saying no when it's appropriate, which is a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's, I feel so sad when I meet somebody who's taken the shot because I can see into the future and time travel, and I can see what's going to happen to them. It's a death sentence only if they don't ask for help from the supreme being, and
let's talk about this blob. What is it a blob? What is it, a bubble or what?
Das ist wie so eine Welle. Also wir hatten jetzt kurz darüber gesprochen, dass auch die Plejade, und ich weiß es von anderer Stelle von Sora, der das oft erwähnt hat, dass diese Welle kommen soll, in diesen Regenbogenfarben den ganzen Planeten umhüllend wird und dort in dem Moment alles, was an Leben hier ist, in dem Bewusstsein sofort nach oben steigen wird, in die 5D. damit alles an Krieg beendet sein wird. Wir werden Harmonie, Friede haben, wir werden keine Krankheiten haben und so weiter. Und das hängt aber von uns ab, wie schnell das hier sein kann. Je mehr natürlich jetzt im Kollektiv ihr Bewusstsein anheben, umso schneller können wir das auch manifestieren. Es geht auch hier wieder darum, etwas herzuziehen.
Ja, aber ich bin ja ein Teil des Kollektivs. Worauf warten?
Ja, ja, wir sind aber vielleicht noch nicht genügend.
Was heißt Maybe nicht genügend?
Was ist genügend? Are we genügend? Only enough people that are awake so that maybe this wave we are talking and waiting for wouldn't come like we wish to come? Maybe there need to be more people awake? Or what does it depend on?
Well, LARPA doesn't say it's a matter of how many people are awake.
That's what I say.
The light that each of us carries who is awake is far more energetically empowered than those who are asleep. So there may be millions who are asleep, but they don't have the power that the few of us who are awake are. So it's about those of us who are awake and who have chosen to do this work that's going to bring about the change, not about the sleepers. The sleepers have already made their choice.
Yeah, it's not about numbers. It's not about how many people wake up. It's about those of us that are like all of us here tonight who are doing what we're doing to help. Right. And it's an energetic switch. It's an energetic change. Whether it's going to be a wave or a pop, there will be an understood energetic shift. We will understand. We will feel it. We will see it. We will know it. And it's coming. It isn't here today. It won't be here tomorrow, but it is coming, and it will change this planet, and it will change the people who are awake.
Mm-hmm. Also es geht nicht um die Menge an Menschen, die wach sein muss, damit eben dieses Event passiert, denn es sind die wenigen, die ausreichen, die wach sind, die so viel Licht haben, so kraftvoll sind, dass vielleicht einer, ja, also ist wirklich nur vielleicht eine Handvoll ist ausreichend, um diese Veränderung herbeizuführen. Und sie kommt, diese Welle, ja, sie kommt nicht heute, sie kommt nicht morgen, aber sie kommt und wird damit auch für all die, also dort eine Veränderung herbeiführen, die eben wach sind. Gerhard.
Ja. Ah.
He is not happy yet.
Ja. Warum nicht jetzt? Jetzt!
Why not now? Why isn't it coming right now?
Go ahead, Ted.
Q said the same thing to me the other day. He said, you could all change this today if you want, or tomorrow.
No, only today. Only today. And the day after today.
And did he say, how? How can we do it? We need to connect and just decide this wave is coming now, maybe, or this pop, and that's it? Or what do we have to do?
Of course we have to do.
What?
Who else would do it but us? Who else?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's do it now. Oh, come on, let's do it.
But how can we do it? Just imagine that a wave is coming in, or
okay,
is it enough to visualize this wave coming in, or what can we do that this is coming?
Well, one thing we have to do is stop focusing so much on what we believe is reality here in the third dimension. Be open to other possibilities of what reality is. When you focus on everything that's pain and suffering in the third dimension, you miss all the wonders that are also available to us because we are multidimensional by nature. Mm-hmm. We just don't act multidimensionally. We act very third dimensionally. So we have to expand our awareness. That's one very positive thing we can do.
Mm-hmm. Also eines, was wichtig ist, was wir tun sollten, ist, dass wir eben aus dieser 3D-Realität rauskommen und uns bewusst werden, dass das eben die Illusion ist und dass das die Wunder, das Wirkliche dahinter sich befindet und uns dessen einfach bewusst werden, bewusst machen dieser eigentlichen Realität, nämlich der hinter dieser Matrix.
That's what I said. We have to be sure that we are in this wave now.
Yes.
Right.
So let's.
Tom, we still have our program going. Just wait patiently and I'll bring you in, okay? Okay. Thank you, my friend. So. Anyway, yeah, but you guys are doing such beautiful work. I missed your call yesterday. I will be on the next one. in 2 Sundays from now. But if you don't mind, what messages did our friends give for humanity yesterday?
Very much what we're talking about right now, how essential it is to keep our vibration up, that we must not focus upon the third dimension, but we need to focus on multidimensionality, that we're not moving up linearly in steps. We have the opportunity to go to any dimension or all of them simultaneously. So we need to stop thinking linearly, and we need to start focusing on all possibilities that are open to us and do everything with an open heart and a high vibration. That's one of the key things they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also die Nachricht, die gestern durchkam, eben ist, was wir heute vor allen Dingen besprochen haben, die eigene Schwingung, die eigene Frequenz nach oben zu bringen, nach oben zu halten. Das lineare Denken hinter uns zu lassen, multidimensional zu denken, nicht denken, dass wir stufenweise irgendwas angehen können, sondern dass wir es gleichzeitig überall sein können und alles erfahren können. Dass wir nicht festgelegt sind auf eine Sache und dann erst die nächste, sondern dass wir jederzeit alles sein können und erleben können. Und dass wir eben alle Möglichkeiten ausschöpfen, alle Möglichkeiten in Betracht ziehen.
They also talked about preparation. They said that we need to learn to honor other people's choice and stop grieving that they've made the choices they've made to take the inoculation. They made those choices, and we need to honor their choices no matter what. And to prepare for the death and the ascensions that are going to be coming very rapidly, we need to start accepting that people made their choice in any way that they made it. Instead of saying, well, I wish they'd done this or they should have done that, we need to honor that they made their choices for karmic reasons or whatever, and that we are here doing things because we have made a different choice. We've made a choice to stay and help this planet descend. So they said preparation is really important for what is coming, because there will be a great split, a great separation, with many, many people deciding to leave the planet soon.
Also was der zweite Punkt wichtig zu erwähnen noch ist, ist einfach die Vorbereitung auf dessen, was kommt, nämlich die große Trennung zwischen denen, die bleiben und denen, die gehen. Also das heißt, die eben, wir respektieren und tolerieren all jene, die sich eben für diese Impfung entschieden haben. Wir hören auf, uns darüber Gedanken zu machen oder es vielleicht zu bedauern, warum hat er das und das, sondern wir respektieren es. So wie wir eben die Wahl für uns getroffen haben, wir sind nicht Teil dessen und wir wollen den Aufstieg auf unsere Art und Weise vollziehen. Und ja, also hier der Fokus auf Vorbereitung, dass bald, sehr bald die Trennung passiert, dass viele Menschen diesen Planeten aufgrund des Programms, was läuft, verlassen werden.
P. and Kellen, I want to introduce my good friend Tom Palladino. He's a scalar energy healer. He does wonderful work. And I want you to stay on during this time, by the way, because I think they're an interesting discussion. Tom tries to help heal the world. And he does wonderful work with people. I don't want to speak for him, but I know in our private conversations, he and I sometimes are very frustrated that more people don't make the right choices. But what you said just now about honoring their choices is it's good advice, because you have to accept it's a free will planet. If people choose to take the shot or go play on the freeway somewhere and get smashed up to a pulp by some truck, that's their choice after all, you know, and they wanted to do that, then fine, go ahead, enjoy, you know, enjoy that freeway.
Before we start with Tom, how about us together? We are 6 people here.
Uh-huh.
And we could come together now and initiate this wave of initiation and of ascending right now together in love for all the people and all the living here on Earth and in the universe. So let's
make a prayer, a meditation for people to wake up. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Let's do it right now.
Okay. And Tom, I'll let you bring in Jesus while we're at it.
Yes.
And I know you've got a close personal relationship.
And Mother Mary, sure.
Sure. And Pia and Colin, I know you have your own connections as well to the higher spiritual forces, and Saskia does, and I do. So we'll all bring them in, have a moment of silence, and bring love and light to the planet to help people raise their vibration to make the right choices for the highest and best good, whatever that is for that individual soul. So, yeah.
Wir sind jetzt im Gebet zusammen und jeder, wir bitten jetzt darum, um den Aufstieg aller Lebewesen hier auf der Erde, für Gaia, für die Menschheit. Und verbinden uns damit, jeder für sich, mit wem auch immer er sich verbinden möchte, ob mit dem Höheren Selbst oder mit Gott, mit Prime Creator, mit Jesus, wem auch immer.
You see the golden light coming into the planet? A whole lot of it. The Pleiadians are helping too. They're beaming a lot of golden light to the planet right now.
Also viel goldenes Licht kommt jetzt auf den Planeten. Die Plejaden helfen ebenfalls mit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We all do our individual part. We all have the spark of the creator within us to make this world a better place. That's the purpose of my show and purpose of your work too, P. and Kellen and Saskia and Tom and Gerhard. So we all have to try in our own way to deal with the situation we have. Mm-hmm. And I know that the light is always stronger than the dark. Mm-hmm. And this is really the last, we're in a war right now. It's the last battle for humanity. Mm-hmm. And I was told years ago that there would be, humanity would split off and part of humanity would ascend and the other part wouldn't. They'd go off in a different direction. So we're seeing that different direction now with a lot of people. And it's unfortunate, but you can't make other people's choices. You have to just help them out as best as you can. Mm-hmm. And wish them the best. So,
and we're all going to get to the same place. We're just doing it at different levels, different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're doing it in different timelines. Mm-hmm. People making certain choices that prevent them from ascending in the way some of us will ascend with the new Earth is one choice, but it's not a race. It's not a contest. Everybody will eventually arrive where they need to arrive in the energetic form that they choose.
Mm-hmm. Also wir alle haben den Götterfunken in uns und jeder kann seinen Teil dazu beitragen, wie auch immer. Die Trennung der Menschheit findet statt. Es gibt die aufsteigen werden. Es gibt die sich eben für einen anderen Weg entschieden werden. Früher oder später wird jeder trotz allem seinen Weg gehen. Das ist kein Wettrennen hier. Es hat nichts mit Konkurrenz zu tun oder dergleichen. Jeder hat seinen eigenen Rhythmus. Und letztendlich, das Ziel ist dasselbe, nur wie schnell man dahin kommt, das, ja, den Weg hat jeder für sich selber festgelegt. Und das sollten wir respektieren für jeden Einzelnen.
Tom, what's your take on this? Tom is a wonderful scalar energy healer, and anyway.
I, I come from a Catholic background. Why don't you translate? I come from a Catholic background, so I'm going to speak to you about my background.
Also wir haben jetzt Tom hier bei uns, Tom Palladino mit Scala Energie, und er kommt aus einem, hat einen katholischen Hintergrund, wo er herkommt.
And there many Catholic mystics have said that the shot is dangerous. That many Catholic mystics have been receiving messages that the shot is very dangerous.
Und viel darüber, was das ist nicht katholisch, sondern Catholic, you said, Catholic?
Very Catholic mystics. These are men and women who receive messages from God.
Okay, also viele, die erkennt, sowohl Männer als auch Frauen, die Botschaften von Gott erhalten haben, darüber gleich also das erzählt, dass diese Impfung tödlich ist.
And all of these mystics, all of these seers, have been told by Jesus and Mary, don't take the shot.
Und all diese Seher haben von Jesus sowie von Maria gesagt bekommen, nehmt nicht diese Impfung zu euch.
Without exception, don't take the shot.
Ohne Ausnahme, nehmt diese Impfung nicht ein.
Jesus and Mary have said that the shot will weaken the immune system.
Jesus und Maria haben gesagt, dass die Impfung das Immunsystem schwächen wird.
And that many people will suffer negative consequences because they're taking the shot.
Und viele werden negative oder Nebenwirkungen haben, schlimme Nebenwirkungen haben aufgrund dieser Impfung.
So I obey Jesus and Mary.
Also ich, wie sagt man, obey?
Vertraue vielleicht?
Ja, ich vertraue Jesus und Maria. Sorry, oh, my English.
Yeah. And I will not take the shot. It's harmful. The shot is bad.
Und Tom selber, also er gehorcht Jesus und Maria in dem Sinne, und er nimmt die Impfung nicht zu sich, denn diese ist schlecht.
If God tells me not to take the shot,
wenn Gott mir sagt, nicht die Impfung zu nehmen,
I'm not going to take the shot.
Dann werde ich die Impfung auch nicht nehmen.
That's it.
Das ist es, das ist ganz einfach.
Right. Pia and Cullen, Tom has a wonderful scalar program. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Tom, if you don't mind, and your website?
I am a scalar energy researcher, a scalar energy scientist.
Ich bin ein Skalarenergiewissenschaftler.
This is Tesla energy or zero point energy.
Es geht hierbei um Tesla beziehungsweise Nullpunkt Energie.
And the way it works, people will email me a photograph.
Und es funktioniert folgendermaßen: Menschen schicken mir ein Foto von sich.
And I place a photograph inside the instrument.
Und dieses Foto stelle ich dann in die Instrumente.
And the instrument will send energy to the force field or the photograph.
Und die Instrumente wiederum senden Energie zum Kraftfeld dieses Fotos.
So I can work with anybody in the world.
Das heißt, ich kann mit jedem auf der Welt arbeiten.
By way of their photograph.
Mittels eines Fotos von ihnen.